Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
WGUF in Florida is where Douglas listens to the Money Pit, and you've got a crown molding question. Well, how can we help?
Well, I had a question. I have an older home and the very low ceilings, 8-foot ceiling. And I wanted to do something to dress the place up a little bit.
Okay.
And I went to my local home improvement center, and I saw like 20 different kinds of crown molding, but they were all 4-inch wide and just looked like that. I thought maybe that was too much to put up. And I wondered if there was different widths and if you... Also, I had heard about some prefabbed plastic crown moldings, and I wondered...
Well, the home centers sometimes only have a limited supply of profiles of the crown moldings. And yes, they do come in a variety of different sizes. They come even way bigger than that. A great resource is Dykes Lumber, D-Y-K-E, and they pretty much sell just about every type of profile of molding available in oak and poplar and composites. I mean, really, you name it, they've got it. So if there's something specialized that you're looking for, that would be a good place to start. Crown molding does so many wonderful things for a space. It gives it a design and an architectural aspect to really focus your eye upon. It covers any seams that you might see from the house shifting from where the ceiling meets the wall. It does a great job at covering up that flaw. But you can also do something creative and put the crown molding actually on your ceiling, and it sort of creates a vaulted look to it as well, which is a good idea, especially if you want to go with something a little bit more creative. So I say keep an open mind, and if it's something you like, go for it.
Leslie, Doug said he had an 8-foot ceiling. If he was to use sort of a different color crown molding than his ceiling and walls, and that may tend to box it in, but if he had the walls be darker and then the ceiling and the crown molding were both, say, a lighter color, it would sort of like really raise that ceiling, wouldn't
it? Oh, yeah. And I am all for, you know, I've seen a lot of people on my makeover shows that I work on paint the ceiling a color because they think it's interesting. But I just did a classroom on Trading Spaces where the ceiling was painted a peach and the walls were painted orange. And all that did was make that room seem so small. So if you keep the ceiling a light color, you really give the illusion of height to a space.
Is there any reason I should match the baseboard coloring with the crown molding or just go on my own?
I usually do base and crown the same color as well as any trim and door work in the room.
Just don't go dark, okay, Doug?
So to keep the place sellable, go white, huh?
Absolutely.
Or a form of.
Yeah, or, you know, or an off-white, or one of the many zillion forms of off-white. Doug, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT and for listening to us down in Florida on WGUF.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.